You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the tefillos of slichos, preparing ourselves and preparing ourselves in mood and in content when it comes to what our avodah is going to be. But the primary tefillos will be davening, will be a seres and a tshuva, starting this coming weekend with Rosh Hashanah, culminating, ultimately speaking, 10 days later on in Yom Kippurim. And there's one major theme I want to discuss this morning as a way of preparing ourselves mentally, emotionally, psychologically for exactly what's going to be the purpose of us doing all this davening. And I want to give you the ability to focus on something in order for you to be able to understand exactly what we're trying to accomplish when it comes to our Aveda of Tefillah, because at the end of the day, the formula we recite when it comes to being the removal of the Gezerah is Tshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, Mavin Raresa Gezerah. I already spent time talking about Tshuva in the last couple of weeks. I also spent time in the last couple of weeks talking about the concept of Tzedakah, of Chesed. What I want to discuss today is basically the concept of Tefillah and what are the basic themes contained in the Tefillah that we recite on the Aser Simei Tshuva from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, for us to concentrate on these themes, because if you concentrate properly on these themes, they will facilitate that our tefillos will have the proper kavanos and be poilin shemayim, things we want them to be poil, because of the power of the concentration and understanding of what we're saying with our mouths when we're reciting these important tefillos. Especially the tefillas musaf, which we recite when it comes to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Over there, the tefillah, which has the concept of the Malchiel, Zichronos, Veshofros. I want to give you some insight exactly what the purpose of these tefillos were, and by doing such, therefore, allow your tefillah experience in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Yom Neroyim, to have maximal impact upon you. I want to point out to you, as the Rambam says in his Sefer HaMitzvos and other places, that one of the most important concepts we have when it comes to the concept of being a Jew is being mekayim the mitzvah of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. We have to mekayim the mitzvah of Avat Hashem. And the Torah says, and we say it every day in the Nusach of the Shema Yisrael, Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, we shall love Hashem b'chol levavcha, with our entire heart, b'chol nafshecha, with our entire soul, b'chol meodecha, with all our physical substance. Which means we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how important the Rabbeinu Shalom is to us when it comes to our cognizance of the relationship we have with the Rabbeinu Shalom in this world and the relationship the Rabbeinu Shalom has with us. And we demonstrate that by showing Hashem with our entire heart, our entire soul, and our entire money. What that really means, and what we have to understand and comprehend what that means, and one of the major themes, in fact, contained in all of the tefillos, including the slichos, is that we have to realize that at the end of the day, we are not autonomous creatures. We are entities, we are human beings that were created by the Rabbeinu Shalom in the beginning of the creation of the world. We take the Chumash and we read the Chumash, Sefer Bereishis, Pasuk Bereishis, the Yetziras HaOlam, according to the literal pshat of the Psukim, was a six-day event, 6 days of Briyat HaOlam, and during those 6 days of Briyat HaOlam, the Rabbeinu Shalom created the entire universe, and on the sixth day, he created what is called the pinnacle, the apex of the universe, and that is the creation of mankind. Why I call mankind the apex and the pinnacle of creation is because when it came to creating mankind, he gave us something in our creation that none of the other parts of creation possess. And that is where the rest of the creation has all different types of forms of existence and animation. animals themselves also have some type of nefesh, some type of soul. But the only creation that the Rabbeinu Shalom made that is a combination of animal concepts and divine concepts and divine capacities, the only entity that Hashem created that has that joint phenomenon is a human being. It says in the Torah, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmeinu K'dmuseinu, I want to create man, a man should be created in our image. And the Ramban says in Chumash, and the other Rishonim explain this as well, that what the Rabbeinu Shalom did is he took a human being, and on one hand, using all the materials, all the parts of the entire universe that exists, man became a microcosm. And man is contained all the elements of the physical creation of that point in time that existed up until the creation of man. And all of the creation itself were contributors by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, contributed to the creation of man. So man is a microcosm of the macro universe in which we exist. Every element, every animal, every creature, every phenomenon of physical creation that exists, some part of that is in the physical being of mankind. But then, according to the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Shalom said, I'm now giving man something I didn't give to anything else, and that is I'm giving him a Tzelem Elokim. I'm creating man in the image of God. I'm giving him a piece of my divine essence and giving him a divine quality of godliness. The Pasuk says, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas ruachayim. Hashem blew into the nostrils of man and woman a divine spirit of God. The Balei Kabbalah say in the Kabbalistic literature, when he blew it into mankind, he blew a piece of God, of godliness into mankind. This is the divine Pentium, divine ship of Hashem that controls the entire existence of man in everything that man does and man has the capabilities to do. When a person, a human being, Jew or non-Jew alike, has a Tzelem Elokim, it makes him a divine creature besides being an animal creature. And as the divine creature of God and possessing part of God's divine essence in us, we're able to comprehend the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're able to understand the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're able to communicate with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And we're able to figure out the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Rabbeinu Shalom used in the creation of the entire universe, from the smallest atom, the smallest molecules, to the most grandiose and colossal entities of creation contained in the universe at large. Man has the capacity, because of Tzelem Elokim, to understand them, to analyze them, to comprehend them, and then have the capacity to figure out how I can use and harness the Chachma in the Bria to benefit mankind, to help the world itself become a more perfect place to live, a more perfect place for a person to flourish and to be able to accomplish what they want to accomplish in this world. Man was given this divine capacity through his Tzelem Elokim. And therefore man is a shutif b'maaseh b'reishis. Man is looked upon as a partner with the Rabbeinu Shalom. When it comes to the creation of the world, man was given the mandate through Kibush Olam, through conquering the universe, as the Ramban says, to be mashlim, to finish the Bria, to complete the Bria. Since we have a Tzelem Elokim, we have the capacity to accomplish this. This is a capacity given to mankind. But at the same point in time, we have to realize that our creativity, our existence, our neshama, our Tzelem Elokim, our entire physical and spiritual being, is dependent on one factor, that the Rabbeinu Shalom allows us to have these capacities and this existence each and every day of our existence. Every day we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mod Ani Lefanecha, we thank the Rabbeinu Shalom each and every day for reanimating ourselves, bringing us back to life, giving us our capacities to act as a Tzelem Elokim. We say in our davening very explicitly, Hashem is mechadesh b'chol yom tamid, ma'ase bereishis. Hashem makes sure each and every day that the ma'ase bereishis continues and continues to exist, continues to flourish, continues to go forward, continues to be a place where human beings are able to thrive and survive and be able to accomplish their spiritual mission and their physical mission. When the Torah tells us Hashem took Adam v'Chava into Gan Eden, la'avda u'lishamra, what this means very explicitly, according to Chazal, is la'avda means I want you to be a partner in the physical creation and physical continuity and physical constructivity and all the technology that you're able to harness from Ma'aseh Bereishis. Use it for the benefit of mankind. This is your mandate. This is part of your Tzelem Elokim quality. L'shamra means I've given you a spiritual essence. A spiritual essence no other creature in creation possesses, according to Chazal. You are capable of doing spiritual things. You are capable of causing spiritual unity, spiritual harmony, and spiritual elevation in the universe at large. The famous Bal Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhin, says that when it says that Hashem is Elohim, it means that Hashem is the power source for the entire universe. The Hashem is the source of creation, is the one who maintains the creation and powers the creation till the end of time. When it says that Hashem told his creatures, I want to create man, B'Tselem Elokim, it means Hashem wanted us to have divine powers as well, as an Elohim, as a divine entity. And that is why Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says, I want you to know, there is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos where the Mishnah says, Da malamala mimcha, I want you to know that what happens not only in the terrestrial world in which you live, but what happens in the celestial universe with the stars and the planets and the constellations, no matter how many trillions and billions of miles they might be, that you should know, mankind, and especially Klal Yisrael should know, malamala, what happens in the universe at large, the shleimus of the universe, the continuity of the universe, that malamala, what happens above mimcha, is based upon the way we conduct ourselves every day of the year. And that's why the Rambam says in his Hilchis Tshuva, when a person does mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, what you're able to do by doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim is you bring harmony to the universe. You bring strengthening to the universe. You cause a chizuk to the Bria. You allow the Bria to go forward and expand and to thrive. And if chas v'shalom, if a person does aveiro, says the Rambam, you're bringing down the Bria. You're bringing down the creation. You're weakening the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'shalom, it could perhaps come if a person or the world of human beings sin and sin and sin, you can cause a destruction of the universe. The universe could go back to the tohu wabohu, the nothing that was there before the Bria took place. We have to realize the responsibilities that we have. We have to understand the capacities Hashem gave us by giving us a Tzelem Elokim and calling it an Elokim. We are human divine power sources. And therefore, if that's the case, we have to be cognizant of our responsibilities, not only to ourselves, not only to our mishpacha, not only to the community, not only into the nation that we live, not only into the world in which we exist, but we have to realize the responsibility of the existence of the entire universe from one corner to the other corner depends upon how we conduct our life every day of the year. When you take that into cognizance, when you actually understand that, that gives us tremendous responsibility It gives us tremendous achrayas. It teaches us the power we possess as human beings. When we start reading and reading and reading the tefillos we recite on Rosh Hashanah, the kavana we have to have is we have to say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're Makar Tov, we appreciate the Rabbeinu Shalom, all that you've done for all of mankind from the beginning of creation to the present. We are Makar Tov, Rabbeinu Shalom, for all the Tov, for all the good, for all the chesed you have bestowed upon every part of this creation in which mankind lives. And we are especially in tremendous hakaras atov, Rabbeinu Shalom, to the creation of a Klal Yisrael, of an Am Nivchar, a chosen nation that has a higher level of Tzelem Elokim, a higher level of divine power, a higher level of divine impact and spiritual impact upon the entire universe. And you have to say thank you, Hashem, for making me part of this Am HaNivchar, for making me part of this specific group of people, the Am Segula, the Am HaNivchar, the Or HaGoyim, that we are a special group of people that have special, special privileges, but also special responsibilities vis-a-vis our own spirituality and also the enhancement of the spirituality and moral ethics of the world at large. Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, we therefore have to demonstrate to Hashem, we're Makar Tov and we love you, Hashem. We appreciate you. And therefore, b'chol levavecha, all of the kochos we possess, our Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara, have to be used for the purposes of showing our love of Rabbeinu Shalom. B'chol nafshecha, our entire soul, our entire being, have to be demonstrated to be willing to mekadesh shem shamayim and to use our soul, even to be willing to sometimes die for the sake of the cause and surely to live for the sake of the cause when it comes to Avedis Hashem. The Chasam Sofer says, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, b'chol nafshecha, that Kiddush Hashem on the highest level is not just dying for the cause, but Kiddush Hashem is living for the cause, personifying the Tayag Mitzvahs Hashem gave us, and becoming spiritual essences. Says Chazal in the Gemara Maseches Yoma, Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, we have to act in a certain way, Sheheshem Shamayim Mishayev Ayadecha. We have to make the name of God beloved to all creatures on the face of this earth. And the way we do this is by being a role model to the world at large. How a human being is supposed to conduct their life and how spiritually they're supposed to connect to Hashem and be most nefesh that Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says in Pashas Kisavo, V'roh kol ha'aretz, when the nations of the world see, ki shem Hashem nikur alecha, the Mesiras Nefesh, and the Ava, and the dedication, and the careful behavior that Klal Yisrael conducts itself with, and we make God's name literally beloved to mankind, when they say, the shem Hashem nikur alecha, God's name is called upon us, they will learn the fear of God. They'll learn the love of God. They'll learn the reverence of God by Klal Yisrael serving as their role model. That's why Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the job that on Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, where not only Klal Yisrael is judged, but the entire world at large is judged by the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Mishnah says every human being passes in Fufnei, the Kisya Kavod, whether they realize it or not, and judgment against each and every one of them is rendered between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. When we are davening in our tefillos, you'll look in the Shemona Esrays, we are praying not only on behalf of ourselves, we're praying on behalf of every part of mankind. We're praying for the continuation of the existence of the world in which we live, where all of mankind must work together as an aguda achas, as one entity, to preserve the universe, to enhance the existence on the face of this world, to be a mamin, to believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom, and to realize that all of us, we are all creatures, Anu, we are all the Yetzir Kapov, the creations of God. The Ramban says in his Perish L'Chumash and Pashas Bo at the end that when a person comes to Shul and davens, he is making a declaration. The declaration is, Rabbeinu Shalom, you are your creator. We are your creations. All the Brios, all the creatures rely upon you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for our daily and continued existence. It is a way of reaffirming our dependency, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with it, we have to show Hashem that every part of our character, our personality, the Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Ra, our nefesh, our soul, our spiritual essence, Maman Echa, even our monies, we have to realize Hashem gave it to us to use for constructive purposes, for spiritual purposes, for highest spiritual purposes. Hashem gave us mamonis, not just to have fun with it, but to use it for tzedakah, for chesed. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bankers. We take our money, we take our tzedakah, we take our charity, and we make sure that other human beings benefit from it as well. There's no greater midah of spiritual dedication and emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being a Baal HaChesed. It says in the Pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, Olam Chesed Yabaneh, Hashem uses midah of Chesed to create the world. And we are Mechuyev Halachti B'Darachav to emulate Hashem and be likewise Baalei Chesed, to share what we have with other human beings, to be affluent, to realize that Hashem gave us physical possessions. It wasn't only for ourselves, for our own selfish purposes, but to share them and make sure mankind benefits from them as well, as being a servant and a dedicated representative of Klas Klal Yisrael, of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Bichvada Ubiatzma. In the tefillos of our davening on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, I want to spend a couple of minutes on the Musaf Tefillah that we recite on Rosh Hashanah. It's the Malchios and the Zichronos and the Shofros. These are the three themes. There are psukim from all of Tanakh that represent these concepts contained throughout Tanakh literature. We blow the shofar when we mention the Malchios. We blow the shofar when we mention the Zichronos. We blow the shofar when we mention the Shofros. What are we doing over here? What in fact are we saying when we blow the shofar? What in fact is the purpose of these three types of tefillah? So Chazal tell us very, very definitively that there are three phenomena concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we as believers and the world at large, the Goyish world, must believe to be active spiritual beings in this world. Number one, we have a Chiyuv Malchios to believe in the soul existence of the Rebbeinu Shalom, to believe in the concept of monotheism. There's only one God in the universe. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's a concept of Achdus Habodi. Not only Jews have to believe in this, but non-Jews have to believe that there's only one God that we are supposed to be mimed in. Only one God we're supposed to believe in. There's no other God, there's no other entity on the face of this earth that's a God. And if you think there is, that is called the Easter of Avodah Zarah. So the Malchus we recite in the actual tefillah, in the psukim, is a public declaration on our behalf and behalf of the world, our belief of an Achdus Habori. There's one Melech, there's one King that we're all answerable to. A Melech that we have to realize is the Melech Malchei HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Rebbeinu Shalom. When we blow the shofar, we are actually performing a coronation. We are basically speaking, doing a blowing of a shofar that was normally done when a king was anointed and a coronation ceremony took place. A shofar was blown as a symbol of coronation, of elevation. When Klaiso and Mekabel the Torah and Hasinai, and when Mekabel the concept of monotheism and Achdus Habori, and Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our God, there was a shofar call being blown in the backdrop. This is the shofar of Maimed HaSinai, of the coronation. and the designation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the only divine entity we are supposed to be subservient to. So therefore, the purpose of the Malchios and the Shofar is to say, I believe Hashem is Echad U'Shemo Echad. There's only one Ribbono Shalom, and that's the God I have to be concerned about, and the God I have to have Avas Hashem in all the ramifications I mentioned before. When it comes to the Zichronos, what are Zichronos, remembrances? This is to teach us a very important dimension of the Ribbono Shalom. God might be above us. God might be a different entity, totally different than human beings. God is pure ruchnius, is pure spirituality, metaphysical in nature. There's no physicality to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one of the major beliefs we have to believe in. Hashem is Echad. Hashem is a total divine entity. But this divine entity, believe it or not, despite his own existence, is concerned with the people that are living in the world in which he created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the activities of every human being that exists in this world. We say in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Dala Malamimcha, realize what is above you. Which means every human being has to realize that there's a divine essence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is supervising and recording all the things we do in this world. There's an eye in Roa, there's an eye that sees us, a divine eye that analyzes every human being's activities every day of the week, 24/7. There's an eye in Roa, there's an eye in Shamas. Hashem hears what we say. Hashem hears everything we articulate, the good and the bad. This is likewise recorded in God's divine decor above when it comes to documenting the good things we do with our mouth and chas v'shalom, the bad things we do with our mouth. Lashon ha-tov and lashon ha-ra, all of this is being heard by the Ribbono Shalom and being recorded. When we blow the shofar, therefore, we are therefore arousing ourselves to realize that we have to have a cognizance that there is a Ribbono Shalom who not only hears our shofar, but there's a God who hears our voice, who hears our articulation, who analyzes our daily deeds, who sees whether we do Maisim Tovim or Chas V'Shalom, we do Maisim Ra'im. There's divine providence. There's Hashgacha Pratis. And this is a major yesod when it comes to our relationship to Hashem. We cannot hide from the Ribbono Shalom. We have to realize there's no place to hide. The Ribbono Shalom Eretz Kevodo is in existence throughout the entire world. His Shechina is everywhere. Hashem is omnipresent. And therefore, the Zichronos we recite with the shofar show our emunah, our belief that there is an ayin roya and an oizen shema'as, an eye that sees and an ear that hears all that we do. And Hashem is cognizant of everything we do when it comes to our daily, yearly, and our entire life experience. And when we blow the shofaros, when you blow a shofar, a battle cry, we have to realize when you're in battle, many people live and many people die. This is to meramis to us the concept of schar v'onesh, that Hashem rewards us in this world and the next world for the good things we do. And chas v'shalom, if a person does acts of rishis, acts of iniquity, Hashem punishes us in this world and next world as well. There's a concept of judgment, a concept of din v'cheshbon, and therefore the blowing of the shofar is to arouse fear and trepidation for Yom Hadin. That is the concept of the yesod of accountability. There's schar v'onesh in this world. There's no freebie for anybody. And therefore, a person has to make his assessments. Schar mitzvah keneged hafseda. Schar vera keneged hafseda. Is it worth doing a mitzvah? Is it worth doing an avera? You have to understand, everything is measured. Everything is analyzed. Everything is taken into consideration when it comes to understanding who we are and what we are and exactly what we're trying to accomplish and exactly what we're going to be held accountable for. There's a pasuk at the end of Sefer Keheles that says, Saif Dava HaKol Nishma. At the end of time, when we come in front of Bezdin Shamayla after 120 years, Zoykov HaKol Nishma, Hashem is going to play in Shemayim, a replay of your entire life in the divine DVR contained in Shemayim. He's going to play every stage of his life. Zoykov HaKol Nishma, and therefore you're going to be asked on every stage of your life, why did you do this? Why did you do this? Realize your responsibility, realize your achrayus, realize your accountability. Therefore, the pasuk says, if that's the case, if we're going to be held accountable, so Dokon Ishma, Hashem Yireh, you should fear God, and therefore you should do mitzvah samaisim tovim, kisakos seif kol adam. The end of man is to undergo divine judgment for your worthiness to get ultimately eternal life in Olam Haba. We therefore have to realize there is accountability. We blow the shofar, therefore, to remind us of this accountability, the dread and fear of divine judgment. We therefore see that the tefillos that we daven on Rosh Hashanah, the blowing of the shofar, the entire theme of the tefillos is to show exactly who we're davening to and the capacities of the Rabbeinu Shalom as it relates to us, as it relates to our family, as it relates to our community, as it relates to our country, as it relates to the earth, as it relates to the entire universe. There is a judgment, a divine judgment. Should the world and the universe continue to exist? Or chas v'shalom, perhaps they shall no longer continue because they're not worthy of existence. There is a din on the entire universe from Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim. They should fill us with eima ufachad v'yira. They tell us the Balei Musar, when they heard the chazan get up and used to start the tefillos with the word HaMelech, we're talking to God, the King, realizing what that meant. The Balei Musta used to faint and chalash on the spot, realizing with trepidation what that means. Hashem is the Melech. We are answerable. We're accountable to this Melech. And the Melech knows everything about us. There's nothing we can hide. And when you take that into consideration, we should have Yira v'fachad, Eima, we should have trepidation. And use tremendous kavanos in our mind when we're davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom on the Yom HaRayim. Our life is at stake. The world's existence is at stake. The universe's existence is at stake. This is exactly Tereres HaLablima. We have to realize what we're davening for and who we're davening for and the ramifications of our tefillos. We therefore have to realize that tshuva is important. And without tshuva, there's no way of erasing a sin and eradicating divine punishment. Tshuva is important. Acting as a Baal Chesed and emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasadim in this world. And therefore, with these chasadim, emulating Hashem, sanctifying Hashem's name, and especially as Klal Yisrael showing that we're modeling our lives halachta b'derachav after the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and causing a kiddush shem shemayim when making shem Hashem asava yadecha, we have to realize and be cognizant of the fact that as we're davening and doing what we're doing, that davening has a special purpose besides the chesed and besides the tshuva. The Balei Musar point out, and I want you to hear this very carefully, before we daven Shemon Esrei, we recite a statement, Hashem sefasai tiftach, ufi tayagid teyulah secha, Hashem should open my mouth, I should speak to God. The famous Rav Tzadok, the famous Balei Musar, the famous Tzaddik says, what do we mean when we say Hashem should open my mouth? So says the Rav Tzaddik, based upon Kabbalistic literature, that our physical body might be nurtured and sustained and maintained by mortal food and drink that Hashem created for us on the face of this earth. But our neshama, which is a tzelem Elokim, a part of Elokus, what animates it, what gives it life, what allows it to continue existing and flourishing. So says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, that when we are about to daven Shemoneh Esrei, we ask Hashem to open our mouth. What does that mean? We're asking as Hashem stands in front of us as we pray to the Rabbeinu Shalom. What we're saying to the Rabbeinu Shalom, let our neshama that's in our body, as we open our mouths in prayer, reconnect to its source, reconnect to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Shekhinah that it was taken from before it was put inside us. There is a connectivity taking place between our Tzelem Akim and Hashama and Hashem as we recite our Tfilos. That connection between our Hashem and Hashem in Tfilah re-energizes our Neshama, gives it its spiritual existence, gives it its spiritual nourishment, allows it to flourish again, allows it to continue its purpose in this world. So when we daven three times a day, Shemoneh Esrei, and we say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, and we're saying the davening, we're reconnecting and repurifying and elevating our neshama and reconnecting that Tzelem Elokim, that neshama to Hashem in our prayer. Imagine how this works on the Yom HaNarayim from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, especially on the Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where we're davening for a very, very long period of time compared to a normal Shemoneh Esrei, normal davening, which doesn't take more than an hour. We're going to be sitting in shul for hours upon hours upon hours, praying and praying, opening our mouth, and allowing our neshama to reconnect with the Rabbeinu Shalom, with the Shechinas Hashem that is standing in front of us and watching us and hearing us as we pray to Him. Imagine how our neshama is flourishing and connecting and being nourished during those prayers, during those tfilos. That alone should make you be aware of the fact that you shouldn't be talking to anybody during your Yom HaRoim tfilos. You should use every minute available to you to have your neshama connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom, for the Rabbeinu Shalom to energize that neshama and to uplift that neshama. Every tefillah, every prayer that we recite should be, and every statement we make in our tefillah, should be geared to Hashem. We shouldn't waste our mouth with dvarim b'teilim and momentarily separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This year, ironically speaking, because of the terrible machla COVID, and because of the concept of physical separation from your neighbor, physical distancing, and also covering your mouth with a shmata on your nose, there's a symbolism that I believe is basically going to come forth with this Yom HaNarayim on a level that we never had before. By having social distancing and having our mouth covered, what we're really saying symbolically is, Rabbeinu Shalom, we are now solely connected to you. We're not connected to our neighbor in the shul. We're not talking to anybody else. Our mouth is covered to cover it from speaking to Dvarim Batalim. Our mouths are going to be used for Kedusha. Our mouths are going to be used for Tefillah. Our mouths are going to be used to sing Shiros V'Tishbachos. I mean, Salos Slichos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our mouths are going to be used for Tshuva. The COVID experience, as terrible as it is, as dangerous as it is going to give our Yom HaNarayim a special dimension, which I don't think mankind has experienced in thousands of years of this world's existence. It could very well be that this COVID experience is a harbinger of your most Mashiach Tzidkenu, that our prayers should be as Kaddish, as Tahar, as pure, as unique and distinct than they ever were before, for the Rabbeinu Shalom to hear us, for the Rabbeinu Shalom to see our sincerity of Avas Hashem, to love Hashem b'chol levavacha, with all our emotions, with all our feelings, with all our kaychots. In the situation we have to make the best of it. But there's a symbolism that kavod, when it comes to COVID-19, kavod also can mean kavod, can mean also kavod, respect. that we should realize kavod, we have a responsibility. We have a din of kavod. We have to give respect to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and respect to the tefillah, and respect to the Batei Knessios, with mora, with reverence, with feelings of our responsibility to show our dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a unique ability to use COVID in a positive fashion. And it could very well be, if the Rabbeinu Shem sees that we sense this, and we understand this, and we want to dedicate ourselves in the future to daven in the same way, and we shouldn't have to need COVID to make us daven this way. This might be the trufa, this might be the tshuva we need to Hashem to remove this terrible machla from the face of this earth, to allow us to return to human life, but human life on a higher level, a higher spiritual plane, on a higher physical plane, on a higher respect that a person is supposed to have for your tefillah, for your mitzvahs, for your makom kadosh, for a beis hakneses, for our kadosh baruch hu, meira v'neira. We uncovered that it could very well be that if we daven properly, that will be the greatest refuah and source of refuah, that Hashem should remove this terrible disease from the face of this earth that's impacting on every part of the surface of this earth. There's no human being on the face of the earth that not being confronted with this. This machla is a representation of Etzba Lakimhi. It's the hand of God. Science still hasn't been able to develop a vaccine to cure this disease. The Rabbeinu Lashon wants us to do more tshuva. He wants us to repent. He wants us to better ourselves before he gives us the ability, before he gives us the capacities to find the medical needs we need to be able to eradicate this disease from the face of this earth. It depends upon us. We have to daven properly. We have to use this in a constructive fashion. We have to show the Rabbeinu Shalom we understand what we're confronting. We realize nothing in this world happens accidentally. There's nothing that's happenstance. There's nothing that's keli. Everything is the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbeinu Shalom, we therefore are going to be praying to you that you should hear the tefillos and the crying, and the petitional prayer, and the Avedis Hashem of your beloved Klal Yisrael, and of the world at large. We're coming to you to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anu Mamina, we believe in you, Rabbeinu Shalom. You are the only God in the face of this earth. This is what we're praying for. This is what we're trying to reassume and reaffirm when it comes to our tefillos on the Hegelah time of the days of the Aser Semeh Tshuva. My dear beloved Talmidim, Talmidos that are online today, I want you to give this message over to all the other people you have Hashpa upon. Not only upon yourself, but to your children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, to your friends and relatives, that this time of Aser Semeh Tshuva is a time of spiritual lockdown. They got a physical lockdown. We're locking ourselves down now to dedicate ourselves in this time period from Rosh Hashanah all the way through Sukkot to the Rabbeinu Shalom to show that HaKol Tluyim B'Yadecha, that everything in this world depends upon you. The Ramban says in his Perish L'Chumash that everything in this world, including life itself, is a miracle of God. From the Nisim Niglim of Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the open miracles, we have to believe that even human nature is a nes, is a miracle. These are called the Nisim Nistarim of human existence. We say it every day when we recite the Modim in the Shemona Esrei. I'll call Niflasech of Tavisesh, call Eis Erev of Tzorayim. All the miracles, all the goodness, everything that happens to us is a miracle of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Hashem can do whatever he wants, and he has the ability to bring the world back to a state of normalcy if we are worthy of it. This COVID is a wake-up call, and it's a wake-up call for us to take things very seriously. Business cannot be the way it was in the past. Our activities can't be the way they were in the past. We have to realize that everything we have, Geffen, Gesund, the health that we have, all comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Pei stands for Panasa, the Panasa we make, the ability to be able to have the financial capacities to pay for our needs and necessities. This also comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. Nun stands for Nachas, the actual enjoyment we have from our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and from our Mishpacha members. This is called the Brach of Geffen. We're supposed to show to our Kodesh Baruch that we realize all of these matanos, the concept of our physical body and health, the concept of our financial resources, the concept of the nachas from our children, all comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, through Hashem Siyata Deshmaya. These are the themes that we're going to be talking about and discussing and mentioning over and over and over again in our tefillos from Rosh Hashanah all the way through Yom HaKippurim. I'm hoping and praying and giving you a bracha that you should be able to reach the pinnacle of your spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Avedas Hashem we're going to do in the Aser Simei Tshuva, and even our Avedas Hashem we continue to do during the Yontif of Sukkis. Sukkis is also part of the spiritual holiday. The Sukkah is a Mishkan Hashem where the Shechina comes in to be with us in the Yontif of Sukkis. Realize you're in a Makom Kadosh and there's an Achsanya. There are great tzaddikim of the past whose neshamas come and participate when it comes to our sukkah existence each and every day. Each day we mention a different tzaddik of the past that comes whose neshama is with us in that sukkah. Let's hope and pray in the koyach of our tefillah, in the koyach of our tshuva, in the koyach of our tzedakah, mavir roas agzer, all the negative punishments against ourselves, against our families, against our country, against the world, should be removed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shower us with His divine love and chesed and tzedakah to make sure that all the human beings need to survive in this world are given to us so the world can continue in a Savedas Hashem as the world enters from our current world, Olam Hazeh, to the Tekufa of Olam Haba that's supposed to take place with the Chiyas HaMeisim and exists for many, many years as the earth continues on a new Darga. Let's hope and pray we'll dive in with such Kavana, with such a COVID Rosh, because of COVID, that we'll dive in with such intensity that we'll be able to shatter the statements of the Satan in Shemayim and ultimately destroy the Malachi Chabala and be able to have the Malachim that are the supporters of Klal Yisrael become the proper attorneys to Malame Tzchus on Klal Yisrael and the world at large, and allow the shudder that we have, that all the clawless and all the negativisms of the past year should go away, and we should have a new year, a brand new year of bracha v'hatzlacha, and that all the brachas haksuvis in the Torah should be granted to each and every one of us. Wishing each and every one of you a ksiva v'chasim v'toiva l'achayim v'altar, an immediate gezer in shemayim, that you should have life and longevity and health and gezunt and parnasa for many, many, many years to come. Let us hope and pray that the Rabbanu will finally send us the Mashiach Tzedkenu. We should be zocha for kibbutz galuyos, be zocha for the binyan of Bayis Shlishi, b'mher min amein v'yamein. Have a wonderful, wonderful simchas hayomtiv, samach debechagecha, even applies to the Yom Narayim, be sameach with the Avedis Hashem, and Hashem will reciprocate in kind. We have to have a lockdown to concentrate on the Ribono Shel Olam during that period of time, and we should use it for that purpose as a way of giving us the spiritual merit we need to be zocha for the coming of Mashiach. Especially in Eretz Israel, where the tefillos there are much more powerful than tefillos of Chutz Laretz. There has to be a total concentration and a total hesech hadas from all the other narishkeit and pleasures and mishagas that take place. Everybody should be concentrating in that lockdown in the Avedas Hashem on the existence of Eretz Israel and Klal Yisrael and the existence of the world. And I am personally convinced if we're able to reach that crescendo, that will be what we need as the ultimate Makka Bepatash to bring the ultimate Gula Shlema.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.